Hey, it's Dave from Living the Next Chapter. I want to jump on and just say hello. We're getting to the end of May 2023. And I just want to do a few updates about the podcast and what we're up to and what's coming next. Some great things happening coming up in June of 2023. And I wanted to share them with you. And just to say thank you. Thank you for supporting our guests here on Living the Next Chapter. Thank you for sharing the podcast with your friends and family. And if you're an author, I'm hoping that our conversations help you as you plan out your books and plan out what you're working on next. I try to bring an interesting mix of authors into the podcast who address and approach their writing all different ways. And by learning from them, we hope that this helps you write your books. So if you know another author out there that is writing their book and looking for some support, some community, would love if you share this episode and this podcast with somebody that you know would enjoy this. And I really appreciate you being part of the podcast. So here we go. We're going to jump into today's episode, and I just want to do some few updates for you. I want to chat a little bit about what's going on here, Living the Next Chapter, and spend a little time with you today. So here we go. So yeah, so June will mean we're into our 180th episode, and forward from there we have 225 recorded. So the one thing we're seeing is we have more episodes than we're allowed to host or add to our hosting site. So they have a limit every month, right? So that's the one downfall of having so many episodes is we have a backlog catalog of amazing interviews just waiting to upload. They're all done. They're all finished. But that's the downside of having a hosting site is they only let you upload so much a month. And we're at the maximum that we can possibly do with our hosting site. So that's our little quandary that we're in. So what I tell everyone, including our guests, is that if you want to hear the most recent episode of Living the Next Chapter, you want to jump the line, you can go to our YouTube channel, which is in the show notes, and you can actually experience and listen to the most recent episode of our podcast on YouTube. And I love the idea of having it on YouTube because it's searchable. I love that it is there for you to find, that I don't have a limit like I do with my hosting sites, and I can upload as much as I want and get it out there as fast as possible. And that's important to me as a host, is getting these interviews out to my guests so they're shareable and ready to go. And the one thing I'm really working hard on right now as a podcast producer is getting the promo material for each episode to go out as well once the audio hits on our social audio apps. So Apple, Google, Audible, wherever. You can find us wherever you can find podcasts. And I want to try to get the promotional materials to my guests and just realizing that it's probably been about 2 months since we interviewed and had our recording time together because, again, of the limitations of a podcast host. So, yes, that's how I get around it. So if you're ever curious and you want to listen to something new, and you've listened to everything that we have, again, that's amazing that you've listened to so many interviews already. I appreciate that. If you want to jump the line, you can always head over to our YouTube channel and listen anytime you want. And it's the actual audio from the podcast, complete episode, there for you anytime you want. So check out the show notes for that. But going into June, some of the episodes that I wanted to highlight for you. I've got a list in front of me. We're going to see if I can get to my 200th episode. We'll see how much I'm allowed to upload, but we're going to be talking to a lot of great people. We're going to have people on that have had some pretty amazing life stories, pretty amazing changes happen to them. And again, all the time encouraging you as an author to get out there and share your story. Some of these are really cool. One of them that really caught me was, it's coming up, it'll be an episode with Jane Firkovich, and she wrote a series of books, but then she had an audio version of her book go out, and I encouraged her in her episode to go start a podcast around her book, and then maybe bring in the voice actor that did the reading of her book for her, for the audiobook. And she thought that was a great idea. She did so. And not only did I have Jane on to talk about her book, but then later on, I had the actual audio author who read her book for the audiobook come on the show and talk about what she does as an audio author, adding the voice to the audiobooks. Amazing. We have publishers coming on to talk about how to publish your book. We have just some pretty cool people all around that have been on the show. And we actually have authors that are returning to the podcast where they were on earlier days to talk about their podcast or talk about their book. I'm sorry. But then their book is done now and now they're here to promote. So it's kind of cool to go back in time and listen to their planning of how the book was going to be written, the title that they were working on, and what happened now that the book is done. Some interesting learnings, having these people come back and share their stories with us. It's really, really kind of cool to hear that. So we get to talk about a lot of amazing stuff. We had a couple on, and they were here to talk about the raft project that they do. And this is Andy and Kayla Izzard. And it was so cool to have them on the podcast to talk to the two of them and share about their book and how they want to help people and provide a safe place for people to do life. Amazing stuff like that. I have one of my all-time heroes musically. His name is Rick Kua. And Rick came on my podcast early days for me as a musician. I wanted to find a bass player that I could listen to and learn from. And Rick was that for me back in the 80s and 90s. And he's written a book, he's written several things, but he came out on my podcast. And what was really cool in that episode was I actually have his autograph in this little black book of autographs that I've had since I was a teenager. And Rick is there, first page, his autograph. So I was able to hold up my autograph book for him and let him see it on camera. And he's like, blown away that I still have his signature in my little autograph book. So having a podcast is such a great way to meet some of your heroes, to be inspired by people around you who do something like you. And my challenge to you as an author is to consider two things. One, the possibility of having a podcast in support of what you're doing, especially if you have a business around your book. So if you're a coach, if you help people, if you're a speaker on stage, a podcast in correlation with your book just makes sense to be out there, not just one time read for your audience, but also be in their daily, weekly, monthly schedule that they hear from you on a regular basis. A podcast is a great way to do that. I really encourage you to do that. The other thing I would suggest for anybody that goes on podcasts as an author, as a creator, and you guest on a podcast, ask your host if they're going to release your episode on YouTube. And here's why. What I would suggest for you as an author, and I've been mentioning this to my authors as they come on the show, is to create a playlist on YouTube, your own YouTube channel, about your book, about you. And you can create a YouTube channel simply by signing up for a Gmail account, and it's already included. So sign up for a Gmail account, even if it's just for your YouTube channel, and create a YouTube channel for you, and then create a playlist. And in this playlist, what I want you to do is take all the interviews that you've been on and put them into that playlist. And simply by putting them into that playlist, bringing in, if you're on my show, you'd have Living the Next Chapter, and you, as the guest, bring that into your playlist. You're on another podcast, bring that into your playlist. And by doing so, you can pull together all of the guesting that you've done into a playlist. You can then take that playlist and convert that playlist into a podcast now on YouTube. And you technically have a podcast on YouTube that anybody on YouTube can find. You can have links to your podcast that you can put in your email signature, on your website. If somebody wants to see or hear you on a podcast, you have all that stuff you've done. And I guess the bonus tip for you as well, by having all your interviews in one location, is YouTube will transcribe your interview, the content of your episode, for free. What I would suggest to you as an author, as a guest on other shows, take that transcript, pull it down into a document, whether that's Word or Google Docs, whatever, but take the words that you've already spoken on a podcast and use that as either something you can use to look towards a future book idea. Maybe there's some things that have come out in your interview that you don't normally talk about, but you have all those written words that you spoke in a podcast that you can now leverage and use for your sake and put those places. Because the last thing I want to see you do as a guest is go on 100 shows and guest on 100 shows and then go and start writing something new. You have 100 shows of content that you can pull from by simply taking that transcription, pulling it down into a document's format, and then using that information. Because the beautiful thing about being on a podcast as an author is you're going to be asked questions that you don't normally answer or you've never really thought about, and your answers are captured right there in audio and in written text through the transcription that you can then use. And the beauty is, too, is your audience will hear you in a new way and listen to you in a new way, because they're going to hear you answer questions that you, again, might not normally think to answer or think your audience would even be interested in. So leverage all of those opportunities so they don't feel like you're sitting down for an interview with a host and that's it. That's it. I gave up an hour of my time and I got a few things came back to me as maybe a few book sales happened or people came to my website, but that's it. There's more to it. And that's simply going and grabbing that information, pulling it down into a Word document or however you do your documentation, and then taking those words and either using them again, like I said, for writing your own book or promotion materials. Maybe there are ideas for you to use on social for updates and letting people know, pulling quotes out of there that you said, or anything that you've got from that content that you could leverage for your audience. It's a great way to let your audience see you in a new light. So again, we're going into a 180th episode on Living the Next Chapter, going into June 2023. So again, I have 230 episodes recorded right now that are all done. So it's going to take a while to get through all these with my hosting site. But again, I would really suggest you go to YouTube and you can listen there on YouTube as Living in the Next Chapter is now a podcast on YouTube. And the beauty is you don't have to watch the screen. You can just listen. So for me, I love going to YouTube, hitting play, and putting my phone in my pocket and doing something else. I don't need to see the video. I really don't. I'm here for the content. I want to hear the episode the way I would hear it on my apps. I want to hear it like that. So that's kind of a tip for you as a guest. And if you want to be on the show, if you want to be on Living the Next Chapter, you're a publisher, you're an author, you're an audio voiceover person who reads audiobooks, you help authors in some way write their book, promote their book, I'd love to have you come on the show and share your expertise and guide the next group of authors that are coming up. I'm excited, too, that we're going to have an author as young as 9, I believe, coming on the podcast. and our oldest author to date is 81. So isn't that amazing? It doesn't matter how old you are. You have a message for the world, and the world is waiting for you and really can't wait to hear from you. So get out there, start your book, write your next chapter, because we're living the next chapter every day. And today is where our book begins. That's really the theme for our podcast. And I would love to hear from you as a listener. I know you hear me talk to my guests all the time, but I'm just talking to you. I would love to hear from you. LivingTheNextChapter.com is the website, and you can leave me a voice message with my SpeakPipe on my website. And what happens is I get an email comes to me with your voice in a link where I can go listen to your message, and I can respond to you as well with a message right back, an audio message. It's a great way to communicate, and I really appreciate when anyone from that listens to the show reaches out. It really means a lot to me, and it means a lot to our guests. So go out to livingthenextchapter.com and let me know which episode you really enjoyed, who the author is, and maybe we can have them back. Or if you're an author and you would like to be on the show, leave me a message as well, and we'll get in touch and have you on the podcast. Thank you so much for listening to Living the Next Chapter, and many, many, many great episodes ahead for you to take in. And the simplest way to make sure you get every episode is to go to your app that you're listening to us on and hit that little follow, subscribe, whatever that is on your app. And what will happen is every time a new episode comes out, it'll go into your listening device, and it'll be waiting for you whenever you're ready to hear the episode. It'll always be there every week, sometimes 2-3 times a week, as we work through this incredible library of great interviews. So I'm looking forward to sharing these with you on Living the Next Chapter. Thank you so much for being part of the podcast. I hope that you have a great day and that your next chapter is amazing. Thanks for listening. Really appreciate you being here and being part of our podcast community. LivingTheNextChapter.com is our website. I have an offer for you as an author, if you're listening, and you're wanting to build your website for your book. I've had so many authors come on and they're struggling in this area. I'd love to help you. All of the websites that I built for my different podcasts, I have experience, and I'd love to help you and get you up and running. I can help you with your domain purchase. I can help you with setting up your podcast, making it really simple. And if you love Canva, we can even set it up on Canva for you, and you can do all your own maintenance. You don't need to hire anybody. We'll help you get set up. So if that interests you as an author and you want a website for your book, let me know. We can do this. I can help you. LivingTheNextChapter.com is the website for the podcast. You can find me there. I'd love to help you. Reach out. Let me know if I can be of assistance in any way. And thank you again for listening to Living the Next Chapter. Today is where your book begins. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening.